I'm so inspired by the individuals that I'm able to work with in therapy. Just got off with a client that I've been working with for probably the past 8 months, weekly basis, who's experienced some significant trauma in life. And just seeing the progress that he has made, seeing his chronic nightmares begin to dissipate as he's finding more and more self-efficacy as he's facing the challenges and fears that are right in front of him. So much of life is about this thing I call self-efficacy, learning to feel comfortable in your own skin, learning to stand up for yourself, to speak your truth. And rather than being overly concerned with other people's thoughts and feelings towards you, and of course there has to be a balance of that because we function in family systems, work environment, and so it is important in some sense of what other people feel about us. But when it crosses a line and we don't really speak our mind and don't speak up for ourselves, something inside of us goes haywire. And so let me tell you about this one client I've been working with. His dreams, chronic dreams, he has a history of not speaking up for himself. In all aspects of his life, he was kind of taught the principles that to be Christ-like is to, you know, if someone asks you to go 1 mile, you go with them two. And how often do you forgive? Over and over and over again. And I think sometimes we get the wrong understanding of what it really means to be strong inside. I don't think, no matter what religion you come from, that that's really healthy. And if you really dive into religions, there's this concept of justice that requires that things be settled, that open loops be closed. So, for example, this young man has been put in a number of different situations in his life where he just doesn't stand up for himself. He plays sports. So he's playing basketball, and he goes and plays in a recreational league. But he's just trashed on. He's just too nice. And so what happens is someone comes up and elbows him when it doesn't need to be elbowed and stuff like that. He'll just take himself out of the game and then just go over there and just kind of pout, but then go home and be extremely angry. Then he'll wake up with nightmares, chronic nightmares, trying to grab his attention. And what I'm saying to him is like, look, your nightmares, your unconscious brain is telling you you're becoming angry because you're not speaking up for yourself. And there's something inside of you, your eternal spirit, that goes, that's not okay. You've got to have your voice. You've got to speak up for yourself. And there's a number of different scenarios in his life where he hasn't done that. He just takes and takes and takes, where he's kind of in victim mode. But he says, I would never do that to other people. I would never just go up and elbow somebody. I would never take advantage of another person. And we had a really good conversation to help him understand. There are plenty of people in this world that will. They're called predators. It is the law of the jungle. We have to come to the reality that that's just the way things are. Even those individuals that appear as nice as can be, I'm telling you, if they're leaders of businesses and stuff like that, I mean, the classic example to me is Tom Brady, right? He's considered the greatest of all time a quarterback. So I know what we see him on TV, right? You see him on TV, he's just so polished and he knows exactly what to say and he's smiling and he's articulate and he's all put together and stuff like that. And you just think that's the way it is. Get him on a football field, go into the huddle and listen to him, listen to what he said. He's an apex predator on the field. He will just do whatever he needs to do in order to win when he's in that environment. And therefore, he finds some peace outside of that. It's wonderful is a wonderful example that he seeks excellence and stuff like that. But sometimes we just see this one side of things and we don't realize what really goes on in the heat of the battle. And anyway, back to this client that I've been working with, and I'm teaching him to stand up for himself and to use his voice and to speak. And so then he was playing in a game this past week, and some guy started elbowing him, and then he, instead of taking himself out of the game, he just goes up to him and starts to, "Wow, you're getting a little handsy there, aren't you, dude?" And then the guy says to him, "Yo, yeah, you're just too fast for me," and stuff like that. So I'm reaching out and stuff. But the fact is, then he stopped doing it because he spoke up for himself and because he was able to hold his ground, that the person backed off. I'm telling you, that's what's happening in all of our lives. And the reason he was, one of the core reasons he's struggling with anxiety and depression all through his life, is because he's unable to speak up for himself. And so we're learning that, learning to find his voice, and his nightmares are starting to go away. They're still there because this has been a lifetime of learning to stand up and fight for yourself, and that it's okay that you have to stop an apex predator, so to speak, who is emotionally that way, in order to protect yourself, to hold your ground. And just the reality is, we live in a world that just happens. And we just need to be mindful and aware of that. I'm always an advocate of never, ever being one to push someone or start something and to live with dignity and respect and honor. But if someone crosses the line and you don't do something, you will pay the price. That's what I've learned through years and years of working with clients. And those people, and there are individuals, seriously, it's stunning to people who are sensitive and kind. It's stunning to realize that certain people can treat people a certain way and it doesn't bother them at all. There are CEOs of companies that can fire people on the drop of a hat for this infraction or that infraction. And then they go home and then they'll post online, I can't count all the blessings I have in my life. My life is so amazing. And they don't realize they absolutely just devastated someone else's life by doing things in certain circumstances that I'm thinking of are totally inappropriate. But it doesn't matter because that person's in charge, in control of that business. And we find ourselves living in an environment like this. So anyway, just a thought I want to leave with you is stand up for yourself in the appropriate way. If you need to say something that's been bothering you, say it. Do it in a respectful way, but speak your truth. You're not a victim. You've got to get out of victim mentality. I look at the strongest individuals in the world, those who are, you know, I call it the science of the mentally strong. They have a template that they function on. They have a can-do attitude. They never lose sight of the end of the story. So you set a vision of who you want to be. Use a model of someone, could be a character, a real person, but model your life after whatever this person does if you want to be like that. And then incorporate. So can-do attitude, I have the capacity, I will not give up, and I will win in the end. Healthy sense of humor, zero victim mentality, this above all, refuse to be a victim. That means you must stand up for yourself. You must speak your truth. It doesn't mean that you need to be antagonistic or yelling or angry, but to calmly and clearly and directly speak the truth of what is bothering you to other people. If you don't, you will pay the price because that will eat you up inside. And it'll come out in dreams and you'll come out in other areas and other relationships. So whatever the core issue that it is that's bothering you, confront it, deal with it, speak your truth. And then as we are going through life, need to understand that challenge and suffering is just a natural part of life. Okay? It's never going to change for any of us. It's okay. It's like, and again, as I was wrapping up a session with this young man that I'm working with and have been for the last 8 months, he goes, you know what? I'm beginning to enjoy the struggle a little bit more. I want more. I want more challenges and stuff. And now he's in college, has great aspirations to become, you know, a doctor. And he's doing fantastic in school. And he's come so far. It's so amazing to see with just a little mindset shift of what actually can be accomplished. But we need to make that shift inside of ourselves to say, I'm not going to live this way anymore. Like he did, you know, and then he's been working on. And man, there's too much to unpack about the whole story. But again, he made his mind up. He made a decision. He says, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to be this way anymore. And I'll do whatever I can to try to figure it out. And so he's been doing the work. And that's what I said to him. I says, you're changing because you're doing the work. You're showing up to therapy. You're using the material that we're talking about. And that's what he says after our therapy sessions. I'm just, man, my day just goes great. And I go, okay, so how can you start doing this, incorporating this into your own life on a regular basis? Because we can't do therapy forever. And so I want you to start doing in your own mind what we're doing here in our dialogue together. Using your imagination, using your internal dialogue, talking yourself up, visualizing, fantasizing about what you want to accomplish, what you want to do, what challenges you want to overcome. And as you're focusing on that, the brain itself actually changes. See, the brain cannot tell the difference between an imagined experience and something that actually happens in the external world. So you just have to visualize things. Hence, it's so critical what we allow our minds to do, where we go in fantasy and visualization. You've got to be very mindful because what you're allowing your mind to do is actually influencing your brain and cutting certain pathways in your brain. Again, the brain cannot tell the difference. Every thought that you have will leave a mark on your brain as your brain is continuing to expand and move and develop. Therefore, think excellent thoughts. Strive for excellence. This is what all the Greek philosophers were talking about. Everything you do, strive to bring excellence into it and do the very best you can. Anyway, so leave you with those thoughts. You have an amazing week, and we'll talk to you next week.